Welcome back. I know you thought we were dead. I don't know. Anyway.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to Total Jam. I'm your co-host, Jorge.
And I'm the other co-host, Thomas.
Yes. And this episode, we're going to be talking about video games. Everyone loves them, I hope. Or at least appreciates them. I don't know. Have you seen those videos where it's like, gaming feels so boring now, or video games have become so boring? It's always like these videos that have like Minecraft footage in the background, and then it's like, no shit, Sherlock, because these people play either Call of Duty or Minecraft as their only games. So.
And they watch all videos on 2x speed.
Yeah. So, video games are getting better than ever, in my opinion. But that's just my take. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, right. Well, we have a lot to talk about in video games. Jorge. Let's start with a question. What was your favorite game of last year?
Of last year.
2024.
I'm guessing meaning just like a game I've played.
A game you played for the first time. A game like. A new release. Anything.
Honestly, I would say Persona 3 Reload, but that's kind of cheating because I played that the end of last year and finished this year. So I'm going to exclude that. So I would say, unless I can think of anything else, The Evil Within, which is like a horror game. Like, even though like the gameplay was kind of I thought the story was very cool, and there were very like amazing scenes that you played in, and like it was actually terrifying. I've never seen a game like it. Closest I would say is Alan Wake in terms of like its mysterious setting and the story unfolding in chapters and stuff, but very, very cool.
Now, not fair.
Should I give the same question to you, or?
I'll answer it. There is a list. We'll get into it.
Yeah, later. That's what I was saying.
But, the game, I would just say, like, a new release, not a new release, but, like, my first time playing my favorite game of the year would probably be Arkham City. I feel like I got really into the Arkham games, and I feel like just Arkham City was the best one. I haven't played Knight yet, but I feel like it's not going to change my opinion when I play Knight.
That's fair.
That City is my favorite.
Yeah, City is just like what makes the Arkham series. It's what shows a Batman story being presented in a game perfect in my eyes.
Yeah.
Just from the story to the side content. Okay, well. The side content could be a little smaller.
Ignore the Catwoman stuff.
And ignore the like 400 plus Riddler trophies. But besides those, I think everything else is amazing. It's like open world, but not so. Because you're stuck in an island, but you can go to different parts of the island, and it's just very cool. Without feeling like so overwhelmed as I usually feel with like other open world games, so.
Cause like, with Arkham Asylum, it's like very direct, like it's a very straightforward path.
Very linear,
and it's like
it's
four buildings.
Mm-hmm.
But like with Arkham Origins, it's so massive.
It's too big.
It's so annoying.
Especially when a lot of it just feels the same. Like, every location didn't really feel that different.
Especially since, like, they just reused the map from a city.
Yeah,
just for, like,
for those
it,
who
and
don't
then they
know,
just added to
Origins
it.
Just. So, City takes place on, like, one half of Gotham. Origins takes place in, like, all of Gotham?
All of. Yeah.
Which sounds very cool.
But it's not.
Yeah, because if you play City before Origins, you would have already experienced like half of that city, and the other half is just so boring. Also, it takes place in the winter, so there's just snow everywhere, and it's like very boring to look at.
Well, I guess we'll segue to the list.
Yes.
I recorded my opinions on a lot of games I played last year. I wrote down 45 games I played. These include everywhere from Minecraft to Pikmin to Brawl Stars.
Yes, there to is Worms a Armageddon.
Yeah, Brawl Stars is the only mobile game. But I am missing a few. Like, I know I probably played Smash Brothers, but I didn't include that on the list. I didn't include, Roblox or stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
I missed a few, basically, when I was making the list, but we'll ignore that.
Yeah.
And also, this
guy owes me a Frosty. I did make a bet that
if whoever got closest, I'm guessing my list in order, would get a Frosty. And Jorge won. So, Jorge, I owe him a Frosty.
Yes, so.
Let's jump into it. I'm gonna not go through each list.
We don't have to go into like some of them are very just one sentence. For example, I think the very first entry on the list.
I was about to say. I have a lot of heated words to say. The first entry, number 45 on the list. Is Sonic Adventure 2. Now, the reason is because I wanted to play Sonic Adventure 2 because I got really into Archipelago gaming, which is basically when you play games with other people and then you randomize the items and it goes throughout other games. And one of the games it works with is Sonic Adventure 2 Battle. So I wanted to play Sonic Adventure 2 so we could have more games to play. Mm-hmm. And so I bought the game a while back on Humble Bundle. And then I went to play it, and then it just didn't load. And I was like, this is odd. And so then I undownloaded it, and then I redownloaded it, and it still didn't load. And then I went to the community notes, and it turns out that this is, a known problem to happen with Sonic Adventure 2. So they were like, oh, here, download this patch. And so then I downloaded it, and it still wouldn't load. And I don't know why. And to this day, I have not played Sonic Adventure 2 because it hasn't worked.
So you just got scammed, bro.
Yeah, I got scammed. And it's not like I'm emulating it or I'm illegally doing it. I bought the game.
Yeah, you actually brought the game to play on your PC, and it just doesn't work. Now, I have to. Do you know where you were buying it from? Was it
I bought it from Humble Bundle. I got it for $2.
Damn. But you should have maybe contacted them or something.
At the same time,
it wasn't that much, so it's
But
that's funny. A shame too, because I hear Sonic Adventure 2 is good. So,
yeah,
maybe one day.
But basically, yeah, that's why it's at the bottom of the list, because I spent 10 minutes trying to get it to work. So it says 10 minutes on my Steam account. It's really funny.
Now, 44 is similar story, right? Kind of.
Well, yeah, 44 is similar story.
Bad luck, bro. These games.
Yeah. Well, I talked about playing all the Arkham games earlier, but I wanted to play more DC games this year because I don't really like DC media that much. I like Young Justice, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to get really into DC media, and so I played Gotham Knights last year.
Don't share our account on it.
Yeah. So I played Gotham Knights.
If you subscribe to our inevitable Patreon, you will get access to Thomas.
You'll get access to see
our account.
I think it's my highest played game on Steam, is it not? No, I think
No, I think Bellatro took that.
No, I think it's still Gotham Knights. Well, I'll have
really?
To check that.
Oh my god.
I have a lot of hours of Gotham Knights. So I've been playing the DC games. And then I saw that Scribblenauts Unmasked was for sale. And it was it technically being a DC game, I was like, oh, I should probably play it. And whenever I would load it up, I would play for 5 minutes, and then it would just give me an error code and then kick me out of the game. I don't know why. It just never worked. And I played it as much as, like, I could. And then, like, I just, like, at a point, there was, like, a long enough stretch for me to play, like, the actual game. And I, like, talked to Green Lantern about something. And I just realized I did not want to play this game. It's just, Scribblenauts is a fun idea, but it's so boring actually playing the game sometimes.
Yeah, I think Scribblenauts I've always seen as more of just like, I like seeing the little funny things you can do in the game, like if you get into politics. I don't know if you, it's very funny. But I think beyond that, like, it's just, it's just like kind of a sandbox, right? Now, I find it interesting that this was Scribblenauts Unmasked, the DC Comics adventure. So I don't know how that works exactly. Was it like you were only limited to like DC related worlds or like characters?
You were not limited to DC stuff. You got to play as you got to write DC stuff and it actually counts. So you could write Batman or like Batmobile and it would actually show up. And that was basically the whole gimmick.
Is there like combat in these games?
Kind of, basically, they're puzzle games. Like you have to find a solution. Like this guy's hungry, so you just write a food, and then they move out the way. Like it's not good. Like
yeah, it sounds very boring. So,
however, I did. When I was ranking these games, I did say that videos I watched the year would count. I want to give a shout out to the YouTuber Big Garth. He released a video called "How Many Words Do You Need to Beat Scribblenauts?" And I know it's not Scribblenauts Unmasked, but I feel like I have to mention it. It's a really good video. I really like it.
Basically, want to watch that. It sounds very interesting.
Mm-hmm. He basically just uses, like, as limited words as possible. So, like, he basically just tries to use a gun for everything. It's really funny.
Yeah, I was going to say, by like, the thumbnail, please spawn anything else. I'm guessing he just uses just gun cut. The most.
He tries. He tries to use gun, but it doesn't, like, actually work.
Alright. That's cool, though. Cannot say the same for the game, though, it seems.
No, the game was not fun.
Hey, but you know what? At least 5 minutes of gameplay is better than no gameplay, so...
That is true. At least I could actually, like, access the game.
Alright. 43. I think this one's
very simple. Oh, 43. Backroom breaks. I don't understand the whole backrooms trend at all. Or skibbity toilet, or that
I
kind of stuff.
I thought the backrooms is a cool idea, but, like, there's not really much you can do with it besides that. Like,
it's just, like, yeah.
Besides, like, oh, put a monster in it. Put 50 different kinds of monsters. Like, is that not just, like, SCP at that point? Like,
yeah. Now, you might be wondering, if you don't understand the backrooms trend, why did you buy this game? Our friend of the show, Chris Squid, play tested it, and his name was in the credits, and so I checked it out just because of that. So, while I didn't enjoy this game, he play tested it, so that's cool. The game's not for me, though, but, the game... It works. At least the game works.
Hey, that person who made the game, though, should be lucky they got a famous Minecraft YouTuber to playtest the game, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, the creator of Wishing Star Roleplay playtested their game.
Exactly. So, That's all the game has going for it, it seems. But, next!
42 was The Escapist. And,
this one was disappointing to see. Because, like, I agree with your ranking, but I thought that, dude, YouTubers made The Escapist look so much cooler than it actually is.
That's so true. Because, like, basically, they went on sale in July, and I bought them, and I was like, I loved watching Yogcast Martin play the game, or in the Littlewood, or whatever his username was, but I loved his gameplay at The Escapist. He played, like, every single prison, and I watched it, and it was so engaging. And then I was like, I can do that for, like, now. And so then, like, I made the prison. I gave everybody's characters the names of our friends and stuff. Like, all the security guards are our ops. And I, like, played the first 2 days. And then I was like, I'm really bored. Like, I could not continue on. Like, it was so boring. Like, because a lot of it is just waiting around and doing nothing. And it's, like, it's entertaining in a YouTube video when you can just cut it out.
Yeah.
But, like, when you're actually playing it, it was so annoying.
Yeah, I think what carries is the nostalgia. I remember I used to watch a Canadian YouTuber play this. And that was the first Canadian I've ever seen in my life.
So, the only Canadian?
The only Canadian, actually. But, yeah, I mean, it sucks to see, but at the same time, I guess it shows how these YouTubers really, like, spice up the games a lot more than they actually are.
Yeah.
And the power of editing, so...
41!
Are you sure you want to say this next entry? we might lose subscribers.
I'm gonna give context. I know this is a good game. I know a lot of people like this game. I know some people have this game as, like, their favorite game of all time.
Dude,
cannot play this game.
You know one of our friends' brothers is, like, the number one Sunshine
Fan. Yeah,
that's who I'm thinking of.
I know everybody loves this game. I cannot play it. I've tried. I think this is my third time trying to beat this game. The controls suck. The camera hurts my head. And it's so annoying. The game is Mario Sunshine. I think I made it further than I did when I attempted it the first time.
I was going to ask, how far did you make it in?
I didn't beat the first world. I beat the first world, but I didn't get, like, every shine in it. Like, I was at the part where the piranha was running around for, like, the sixth shine or something. And it hurt my head too much to play.
See, now this is going to suck for the viewers, because I also actually kind of agree with you on this take.
I know, you're the only person.
Look, hear me out. Look, I appreciate what Sunshine has done, and I think it is a beautiful game. The first world I actually thought was very fun. But then once you get to, I don't know the worlds exactly, but you go to, like, this construction site world, where you, like, go across metal grates and stuff like that, you have to climb. Mm-hmm. It's not very fun with the camera. Like, I understand completely what you mean by the camera, because it also started just holding my head after a bit. Especially there's this level where you have to get red coins on a flying sandboard, and fuck the camera on that level. I cannot do it. I acknowledge it's definitely a scare issue, because I've played older games that have terrible camera angles, like Banjo-Kazooie and Mario 64. But I think there's just something about Sunshine's mechanics that, like, I my brain cannot connect being able to control the camera while using, like, the flood jetpack at the same time, mm-hmm. or whatever. So,
and, like, what I find really interesting is that, a sneak peek for our viewers, but, like, I enjoy, like, every other 3D Mario game way more than this. Like,
I know!
I'm one of the few people that, like 64 over Sunshine. And, like...
Yeah.
And, like, Odyssey is, like, one of my favorite games of all time. So, like, the fact that, like, I just don't like Sunshine, I don't understand.
Yeah. Like, I definitely do want to go back to it, just for the sake of competing here, so I can say, oh, I've beaten Sunshine. But I think, now, see, this is where we differ, because I do think 64 is kind of at the same level.
I disagree. I like Sunshine. I like 64. But
I
yeah.
think the ca I think you can deal with the camera angle and terrible controls on the early worlds, but once it gets to the harder ones, like TikTok Clock, oh my god,
Oh
man,
my
dude,
God, TikTok
I
clock.
started raging.
All right. Now, before we get to the next few, Jorge, we need to do it early in a video for once. If you're listening to this and you aren't subscribed, you
Oh
should
yeah!
subscribe to the
Rank
channel.
number 40. Subscribe to our channel. That's my favorite game.
Yeah,
I don't know about
rank
you,
number
but
40. Like, subscribe, hit the
you know,
notification
very
bell.
simple controls. You just press on the subscribe button, leave a comment. You know, it's a very easy game, I'd say. So.
And also, leave a comment. I'm gonna be listing every game we're talking about in the com in the what is it called? The description. In the
Yeah, the
description,
description.
I'll be listing all the games. So if you want to rank them your own, you want to give your own
Or
opinions,
if you want
go
to
more than
fight in
welcome
the
to.
comments.
Yeah, please. I know. I know. This was a bad time to mention it after the Sunshine stuff, but like. But hey, we need to do it early in an episode for once.
And the turtle. Did you say that already?
Oh, and Twitter. I didn't say Twitter.
Oh,
You're right.
yeah, follow the turtle as well.
All right.
Okay,
Now,
now
the
that we got
actual.
the we actually did it for once. Oh my god.
Jorge, for the next five, I'm gonna just say the name out loud, and you give me your opinion on them. Because I think you've played all five of them.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga.
You need to give another chance.
Do I really? I just
Yes.
it's
Now, I didn't get far into that game myself, but I do hear the older game is very hard. Like it was the first Mario and Luigi game, so it's definitely hard. And also, we both played it very legally, so you know sometimes there's problems with the buttons and stuff. So I would say maybe try the remake. I don't know how good the remake is, but I'm sure they made the game easier in other aspects as
Probably.
well. So yeah, that's all I'm gonna
Okay.
say. I can't say
I'll
too
give
much
it.
because I haven't beaten it myself, but I liked it.
All right. Well, 39, Brawl Stars.
Look, I'm sure every viewer can relate. There's those 2 weeks where you go to a terrible mobile or console game that you play with your friends, and then you just stop playing after. But yeah, I think it's a funny game. You know, they collab with SpongeBob. You know,
Oh my God, the collab with
how many
SpongeBob is
games
so
can do
funny.
that? I'm sure there's like over
Like,
100 games that collab with SpongeBob. But that's besides the point. That's besides the point. All right.
38, Lego Batman, the video game.
Classic. Gotta try again, 'cause the nunchucks suck, or at least mine
Yeah.
did.
Yeah, I played this at Jorge's house, and let's just say the controllers were not working well.
Yeah, but next time, get good controllers, and Lego Batman is a classic. Now.
Number 37, another technically Batman game, Multiverses.
Man. I feel like this video, this game could have a whole video on its own, cause
If like I feel like we need like an hour long video of like discussing this game and how bad it is.
it's amazing how a game had such high expectations and it blew them out of the park, but in the completely opposite direction.
It was so disappointing. Like, it.
Yeah, I think this
The.
is yeah, it's such a interesting t like how insane of a fall off this game had. Where it just made
It.
everything worse somehow.
It did. Because, like. It was a good, like, game at first. And then.
I really liked the beta.
I did too. But then, after the beta, it just didn't fix any of the problems that it had. And
everything felt so much slower and like
a floaty.
I mean, that was an issue with the beta too, but I don't know. It felt like everything felt more done, I guess. And for some reason, they like dismantled everything that was good with the beta. So,
yeah. And then,
but hey, my goat LeBron James is in. So,
yeah, you know. LeBron. But also at the same time, like the character selection, like was
kind of weak. Good. Like,
at like the starting roster was good, but then after that, like Spike.
Who was asking for Banana Soldier? I have to ask.
Like, and what about Rendog? Not Rendog.
I know. I don't know what the dumb dog's name is, but. Rain Dog or something like
Rain
that?
Rain Dog, yeah.
I don't know. Such a... so dumb. I mean, I hope they added some cool ones now, like Beetlejuice and Samurai Jack.
Oh, really? And I didn't know that.
Some others, but like, too little, too late.
Yeah, now the game is getting is shut down. Yeah. So like...
So it sucks, because there was so much potential, but alas... It fumbled so hard. Anyway.
Number 36. I actually don't know if you played this one. Have you played Buckshot Roulette?
No, but I've watched you play it.
Yeah. It was fun. The only problem was I beat the game, like, in 20 minutes, maybe. Not even. I didn't really get it. Like...
I think the idea of... Buckshot Roulette is actually very cool, and honestly, my opinion kind of differs here, because I feel like its shortness kind of helps the game, because, like, what more could you do, could you add to it, like, to make it longer, like, provide a full-fledged story? Like, I think it serves its purpose as it is. I don't know if they have, like, an online feature where you can voice off against other players and stuff,
but... They might, actually. I've never done it, though.
But, I mean, I see why you rate it this low, because, like, there's not that much replayability to it. Unless you're going for, like, achievements and stuff, but the average person isn't going to want to go for other achievements, so...
And just continue on the list, something that has the opposite problem, where it has too much content, Tabletop Simulator.
Okay.
The idea of this game is so good, but why can everyone flip the board?
Like, it's so sad. I was going to say, this game is completely ruined by our friends.
I tried to do anything, and it's just flipping the board.
It's just flipping the board. Plus, I think, from what I saw, I think it's very funny. But
oh, it's hilarious, but it's really annoying when you're trying to actually play a game.
Yeah. Not much... to say about it after, though. Just love the table flipping.
Yeah. After that, Call of Duty. I played Warzone. That's basically it. It's fine.
I don't know, like, what... Yeah, like, it's a COD game.
It's a COD game. Like, I'm not the biggest fan, but also it wasn't bad.
It's not bad. Not amazing. It's like the junk food of video games, I feel like it.
That's very fair comparison. The next one, Monaco. What's yours is mine.
See, this is interesting, because I feel like if it was like the year before, Monaco would be
it
so much higher on your
so
list.
So much higher. It would have been up with like Lethal Company and Ultimate Chicken Horse.
But you know what? Sometimes some games just... That you doesn't help them, you know?
It was so... Maybe just because, like, we played so much of it, like, 2 years ago that, like, when we tried it again, it just wasn't hitting the same.
Also, it was kind of, like, late at night. So I think we're just, like, tired as hell to actually try. So...
Yeah.
But I love the idea of... I think it's such a fun stealth game to just mess around, and I think all the wars and stuff are fun. Just our experience last year was not the greatest.
Also, we tried the zombies game mode, and I just did not understand it at all.
Oh, yeah. That was terrible, but Also, definitely an experience.
Yeah. The next game, Nickelodeon All-Stars Brawl 2.
Now, do you wanna... You got something to say first, or...
There's not much to say. It's just Smash Bros. But with Nickelodeon characters. And I
not
don't know
much
why
to
they
say,
made a...
but did beat Multiverses.
It did beat
so
Multiverses.
So it's somehow a
it
better fighting game.
Bad. I just find it weird that they didn't, like, just update the first one and they made a completely different one.
Yeah. Now, look, I have to give credit. The second game is a lot better from the first. But I'd still, like, just rather play Smash. Like,
that is so true.
Unless you're a big Garfield fan. But even one of our friends is the biggest Garfield fan, and even they, like, didn't really vibe. So, yeah.
Next one, a game that we both played early last year.
Oh my god.
Injustice, Gods Among Us.
The story.
It's so bad. It's not bad. It's just...
Oh, I think it's bad. Like,
it is bad. I'm trying to save it. It's not bad.
It is bad. The premise is cool. Like, even though it's kind of like, oh, there's alternate versions where the heroes are evil, they're bad. I think it was going in a cool direction. But then, like, everything just ends too soon. Or there's just really dumb, like, plot hero stuff. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Feel like... It was just so bad. And also, the combat, like, I remember this one battle where you fight against Sinestro, and it just becomes a shooter where you have to, like, shoot the cars down or whatever while he chucks them at you. It's
yeah, they're chucking it at you, and it's just quick time
events. It's just so boring.
Yeah.
Like,
it's so boring.
I don't care for it. Now, the actual fighting, I think, is cool, but we had very different experiences because you are a psycho and played on keyboard.
I didn't own a controller at the time, so I was playing on a keyboard and mouse, and the hit buttons were, like, R, T, and U, so I had to, like, have my, like, hands in the most awkward positions.
Yeah, that may have contributed to your experience, but at the end of the day, I played Injustice weirdly enough for the story, and neither of us liked the story. So,
yeah.
Injustice 2, though, does look good. We played, like, 2 matches against each other, and it was
that is true.
Infinitely more fun than the first game. So, I look forward to whenever we compete in that.
After that, Balloons Tower Defense 6.
Guys, you have to forgive him on this one. He doesn't understand how you're actually supposed to play this game.
What's that supposed to be?
Which is, you play on your second monitor while you're doing something
That's
else.
True. I don't own a second monitor. So.
At least in my opinion. I always see Bloons TD as like a more just game you play while you're doing something else. Not actually put your main focus on it. Because I think it's fire. I think it's just a really good pastime. Especially when I'm like in VC with you guys. So, but, yeah, you thought it was just, like, repetitive, right? Or just boring?
Yeah, it was over-repetitive.
Yeah, which, like, it is, but I think it's because you put your full attention on it, which I don't think is the purpose.
Yeah, that's fair. The game after that,
Oh, dear.
Number 29. Oh, dear. Yeah.
Not much to say.
Oh Dear is, you get an hour out of it. It's a fun hour, but at the same time, I don't think we're ever going to play it again.
Yeah, but it was fun that we did play it, and it was cheap enough, so. But similar to Buckshot Roulette, just, like, not that much replayability, so.
Yeah. The game after this, Super Mario Maker 2.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay, do you want to explain or?
Oh, so, so Super Mario Maker, two, it's a fun game. I have fun on it. I play with our friend sometimes, during the COVID, years. We played a lot of, Super Mario Maker, but we're not good at it. But, Jorge made a level a while ago. It's called Stomp the Goomba Revolution. And it is the most terribly designed level I've ever played in anything ever. I have been trying to beat it since it came out, like on and off. And this was the year I finally beat it. But it is so bad.
Did you just feel like an empty husk afterwards?
I did. I don't know if we have the moment on camera that I beat it, but it was so liberating, like getting the final Goomba and then like getting to the flagpole.
Which, the level is still up, I believe. So, if you viewers want to try my amazing level out that I made when I was in like, what, ninth grade? Then feel free to try it. It is a
Yeah, stop the
masterpiece.
Goomba Revolution.
A sequel will come out one day
Eventually.
when we reach 9 million subscribers.
9 million. Okay. Clip it.
Right.
Okay. Another sequel coming up. Overwatch 2.
One of our friends just cried tears of joy hearing this.
It. No, they're probably tears of sadness that it's not one.
Oh yeah, true, true.
Overwatch 2, it's fun. It's not fun. It's
The quickest take back.
it's a time killer that I enjoy. It's my Bloons Tower Defense 6.
There. Oh, okay. I can see that actually. It's like that game you come back to.
Yeah.
It's like the
It's
two. Re it's
just
like with Brawl Stars, where we mentioned, like, you come
yeah.
back a little, you play, you remember how miserable it is, and then you don't play for like another 5 months.
However, this wasn't during last year, but they added back loot boxes, and I really enjoy that. I really like the loot boxes.
Which is good. It's just
Yeah.
we support gambling.
That it Well, you can't pay for them, so it's not actually
Yeah,
gambling,
I
but
know.
26. Jorge, you want to take this one away?
Okay. So, if you haven't seen the YouTube short already, I feel like that short kinda really just puts all my feelings.
Or it was the intro to episode 2, but yeah, the
Yeah.
YouTube short.
And this game, you know, I haven't actually played it, like the full thing. But
I don't think you made it past the first mission, or you haven't started the second one.
I haven't started the second one, correct. There's many things I could say about the mechanics and stuff. I'm gonna leave that to you though. I'm just going to say it's so fascinating that there's this DC cooperative game that you can play with your friends. And like, it's not very popular, so you would think the least they could do is to make it cross-play, so everyone can hop on to get more players that way. People can connect, play this trash-ass game. But no. At the end of the day, basically all of us wasted our money on this shitty-ass game. And this, I cannot. To this day, it's still a complete mystery why there's no crossplay.
So, yeah, well, there is crossplay. They added crossplay. That's what made us play it. But the crossplay they added was only for Xbox and PC players.
Which
So,
is
if you
not
own.
crossplay, in my opinion, but you know, I can't get into this rant again. I can't.
Yeah, okay, yeah. But basically, yeah, we couldn't play. And then you forgot to mention that you could only play with up to two people
Oh
when.
yeah! That, oh my god.
when the game is advertised as four. So, like, we thought you could play with four people to only find because, out it's only two.
There's four heroes, four yeah. people, but nope. That's the only, like, if there's one thing I can compliment Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, it's that at least you can play with four people. Right, this game, they couldn't, the developers couldn't even bother. My brain is cracking again.
Okay. After that, 25, Tetris 99. I just like Tetris. And I feel like Tetris 99 is a cool way to play Tetris. Enough said.
Yeah, I can't really say much.
After that, 24. Super Mario 64 Co-op Deluxe. I like this game. I like Super Mario 64. I know Jorge previously said that it's up there with Sunshine as, like, not that good. But I do like Super Mario 64. Yeah,
what saved it was the multiplayer aspect and
yeah.
the very funny mods. I mean...
So basically, well, I played 64, like, 2 years ago when All-Stars came out, and I couldn't beat it on my own.
Did you like it then? Or...
It was fine, it just was... I didn't beat it. But then, we played, the mods really helped, because I play as Brian Griffin very much improved my opinion on the game.
Brian Griffin, Kiryu Kazuma, Freddy Fazbear,
Patrick Gojo. Star.
Yeah, yeah, like, just, it was amazing.
But it was so fun, like, it was fun playing with, like, more than one person. And, if, let's just say, like, if it wasn't multiplayer, this game would not be that high. But,
mm-hmm.
also, I just really like the YouTube content that comes out of multiplayer, Mario. Like, I'll get into Odyssey stuff, but, there's yeah. a lot of cool, 64 creators.
I do want to.
I don't watch that much, but.
I do want to check more of that out, because as you just mentioned, I also love the Odyssey multiplayer stuff, like the hide and seek and Hunter mm-hmm. versus Speedrunner and everything else. So I do want to see that kind of stuff for Mario 64 as well. Especially because, like, it's a much harder game to control than Odyssey is. So, yeah, it takes a lot more skill. And that's fun. Anyway.
But, like, actually, to continue on with the Disc 64's talk, I recently found out that somebody I used to play Fortnite with is in some of the 64, like, a very popular Super Mario 64 creator's videos, and I found that was really cool.
Oh, really?
And so I used to play Fortnite scrims with them on the Nintendo Switch.
Oh, and, wait, they were at, that's actually very cool. Damn.
Yeah. After that,
is maybe another controversial take. But
oh, yeah, that I put it this low?
Yeah.
I
mean, yeah, I'm not against you on this one. It does seem kind of boring, but...
yeah, so I put New Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe. It's a very average game. There's not, like, it's not good, it's not bad.
Wait, however, the next one isn't Smash? Oh!
No.
I was like, okay.
Well, my bad. Said 22.
I was looking at the wrong one. Okay. Continue.
This game is very mid.
Yeah.
However, we had a challenge where every time I died, Jorge would have to do 10 push-ups. And I think I died 80 times?
Guys, I have to do 800 push-ups.
Yeah, so... I don't know why you did that to yourself, but, Number 22, Super Smash Bros. Brawl, yeah, Subspace Emissary.
Let's move on from that. Now, this is what I thought you were talking about next.
Yeah, so. Okay. I like Brawl more than most. I know a lot of people hate this game. I like it. That being said, revisiting the story mode after a lot of years, it's kind of mid. It's not the best, but I will always be nostalgic for the for when I was a child and I accidentally stumbled across this single player mode on Smash Bros. And I feel like that just made me fall in love with the game. And
that's
like
fair.
My love for my main in Smash is Lucas, because when I was like 7, I was playing this game and I watched the scene of Ness sacrificing himself for Lucas and I cried.
I can imagine like a little version of you just yelling, "Lucas, no!" Or Ness.
That was basically it. But yeah, it was annoying. But playing it again, it's very tedious. It's very...
To be honest, the cutscenes kind of carry it.
Yeah, it's very much just a movie that you can watch on YouTube instead of playing.
Basically.
Number 21, Pikmin 2.
This might also be controversial for... I'm realizing there's a lot of controversial takes on this list, but...
I'm a controversial person, what can I say?
Hey, I mean, I agree with you on a lot of them, so...
Feel like Pikmin 2 is the weakest Pikmin. I know according to IGN it's the best, I just don't like it.
Okay,
it's
IGN also said that the latest
episode of Invincible
is
a 4,
so, you know,
it's,
take that with a grain of salt.
They also said that Beast Games is a 1, and, no, I'm joking. Did you see Mr. Beast complaining about it?
No, but I have to agree with
IGN. He replied to the Invincible stuff, and he was like, yeah, see, IGN also rated my show badly, so IGN sucked.
Mm, I don't know if you can really compare the peak that is Conquest to Mr. Beast Season 1, but anyway.
Whatever. But basically, Pikmin 2, it's very long. I feel like it's too time-consuming of a Pikmin game.
Agree.
The dungeons are very annoying. Getting rid of the time limit.
At first, you think the dungeons will be fun because, oh, they're randomly generated. So the dungeons will always be, it's going to be a new experience every time. And like, some of the enemies are cool. And like, utilizing your purple and white Pikmin are cool. But like, then it just gets so boring, like after a while, because you're seeing the same environments over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I hate that you can only get purple and white Pikmin from dungeons. Like, you can't get them from an onion or whatever.
It's kind of annoying.
So,
yeah, that's basically everything I have to say. I just feel like it's too long, and the dungeons are annoying.
I agree. The mayor carries it.
Number 20. Dr. Mario 64. This was a game that I was not familiar with, but until recently. I played it at our friend's house, and I am in love with this game. It's so fun. It's like Tetris, but like also like matching, and it's like it triggered something in my brain that just releases euphoria. Like, it just... I really enjoy it, but I don't play it that much, so that's why it's this low.
Yeah, fair. I like it too. I just suck at it. So, but it's fun. It's such a unique take on like the kind of Tetris puzzle thing with like blocks falling, because it's only like two sides of a pair connecting with others, and you're trying to get rid of like viruses. So, it's very fun.
Okay. Yeah.
I think the best part is that you can like screw over others. So.
Yeah, that's really fun.
But,
next. But, moving on, the next 5 are very similar in the fact that they're all just games I play with other people.
So we can kind of
Yeah, so we're just going to brush on them real quick. Number 19, Marvel Rivals. Basically the thing I said with Overwatch, except, I haven't played Marvel Rivals at all this year. Like, I kind of left it behind in 2024. Like, it's fine, but I'll revisit it one day. 18, Worms Armageddon. It's very fun to play, because nobody knows what they're doing.
Yeah,
And then nothing works the way you want it to.
Correct.
And connecting to games are so annoying, And then the game would never full screen for me.
Yes.
And I'm the only person with this problem.
That's the worst part. Like, that's why I really don't like opening this game. Because, oh my god. Like,
yeah.
I know there's now, like, remakes and stuff. So whenever we play those remakes, that's, like, the perfect version of Worms Armageddon. Because
yeah.
It comes with none of those issues. But yeah, I also love the little voices as well when they get hit.
17. Ultimate Chicken Horse. It's very fun with friends, but also, like, you kind of need three people to play it with, and it kind of gets overly repetitive at times. So, it's fun, but also, you need four people to play.
Yeah, but it's just a classic. The classic multiplayer game you go to. So.
And something I would consider a new classic, Lethal Company. Lethal Company is so fun. The voice proximity kind of just, like, makes it so...
That's what carries, like, it so hard.
It carries it, yeah.
That's the main thing, like, for me.
I know that there's, like, a new wave of voice proximity games, like, with Lethal Company and, the one where you're making YouTube videos. What is it called?
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember.
Yeah, that one. And then, what's the new game that came out recently?
R.E.M. Something like that.
R.E.M.? Remo, I think it is.
Remo. Yeah, Remo.
Yeah. And then, also, like, the adventure game where, like, you're two people and you have the walkie-talkies. I forget what it's
called.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
But, yeah. Like, there's basically this new wave of voice proximity games. And I don't mind. I really enjoy them. And I feel like Lethal Company is a great one.
Agreed.
Number 15, I don't know why I put this so high. It's Super Mario Party Jamboree. I like this game. I like the boards. I like some of them. But the minigames, there's not that many.
The minigames
I wish there was more.
Oh, so lackluster in my opinion. Like, I think this Mario Party has some of the best boards we've seen in so long. Like, the mall... I think the race track is super fun.
Mm-hmm.
The regular island, I don't remember the name, but it's like a very basic map, but it's fun. Grumble Volcano sucks ass. The Bowser map is fun. They're all fun, except Grumble Volcano or whatever the hell it's called, Goomba Lagoon. But
Goomba Lagoon.
It's just a mini game. I feel like. We're always playing the same one, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. I did the math the other day. I already forgot what it was, but I think there's only, like, 22 or 23 free-for minigames. And, like, 4 or 5 of those are coin ones. Which, like, coin ones are so lame, in my opinion, because everyone wins. So, it's just, like... I don't know. I don't care for, like... I get bored easily.
Yeah, but those are basically... I would definitely rank it lower if I ranked it again this year. Especially since, like... we'll talk about it now because it's not on the list, but Party Time, it's so
yes!
much better.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Party Time is an indie game. Or is it considered an indie game?
I have no clue. Like, it looks like a shovelware game, bro, but it's actually peak. Like,
it's a game that, like, Jorge found for, like, $5, and, like, we love it. Like, we always play it. It's so much more fun.
Correct. It's just a bunch of mini games, which, like, it's good, because, like, you do get bored eventually, but there was more mini games than Jamboree. Like,
yeah. And it was, like, a fifth of the price. Like,
correct. Exactly. So, I would definitely check it out. Party Time. If you're looking for very cheap party games.
Mm-hmm. Next one, Arkham Origins. There's not much to say. I like that Blast Mask is the villain.
Yeah, the thing is, a lot of the stuff, like, we want to say is story-related.
Yeah,
so
there's
maybe,
a lot of spoilers.
In an inevitable DC
episode. when we beat all the DC
games, and we can talk about spoilers and stuff. We'll dive more into the games. but
I feel like Cold Cold Heart kind of really boosted this game higher than it should be.
Cold Cold Heart is one of the best DLCs I've played for like any game ever. It's so good.
Oh, the Bruce Wayne parts, the Batman parts, the Freeze. Oh my god, it's
yeah, it like that DLC really just helped solidify Mr. Freeze being like one of my favorite characters in media.
Yeah. All right. 13, Pikmin. Very much like Pikmin 2, but they have a time frame that you can't go over. I find that concept really fascinating.
Agreed. I'm going to be honest. I think the time frame is a very fun idea. I know.
I agree. I know why they got rid of it, but at the same time, I really like it.
Yeah. Like, there's that. It's not. It's such a perfect time, too, because it's not like so intense where you have to do every single day perfectly or else you fail. But there's also like not that much insane leeway, which is like one of the very, very few problems I have with Pikmin 3. Where it's just like I beat it with five or four days remaining. So like it reaches that balance perfectly. You just long over the days you're playing how to manage your Pikmin well to save as much time as possible. And it's just a fun game. The only thing that
my only issue is that there's this enemy called the Armored Cannon Beetle, and I did not know how to beat it, and I was stuck at like 98% done, and I just needed two more pieces for the ship, and I didn't know how to kill it because it makes it look like you have to throw a bomb rock at it, but you just have to throw a singular Pikmin at it. And it's so annoying.
See, for me, I hate the Pikmin AI. They are so stupid. Like, the AI between Pikmin 3 and Pikmin 1 is night and day, bro. Like,
it's literally day and night. What? Number 12, The Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time. I had a lot of words to say when I beat this game, but it's good. I like it. It was the first game I ever emulated legally. Not first game I ever played legally. I mean, like, whatever. It was the first game like I emulated, and it was a really good time. There's a few issues with direction and paying attention. And some story, but other than that, it was a good game.
Did it come out for the 64?
Yeah, it did.
Okay. And I know there's some videos attached with this one too.
There are. I got really into Linkus this year. I don't know if you know who Linkus is.
I don't know, actually.
He's a Nintendo speedrunner, and he basically. He originally speedran Luigi's Mansion, but he's very much just into all Zelda speedrunning, and his main game is Wind Waker, and he held, like, every Wind Waker world record for, like, a while.
Damn!
He's, like, really good at the game. If I had to pitch, like, one video for you to watch, it would be, I would say, the Fast 50 speedrun of Wind Waker he did. He basically, on stage, did a Wind Waker speedrun that's, like, 3 hours long. And it's really, like, he goes into detail about, like, how he's doing the skips. And, like, he's doing it in front of, like, a crowd of people. So, like, it's a lot of pressure on him, and it's really
fun. Yeah, I love those type of speedruns. Because as you say, people explain what they're doing and how they do
it. Yeah. Because they care more about the audience experience and getting, like, a high time.
Yeah. That's very cool.
Yeah. So, I've watched a lot of his Ocarina of Time videos, and they're really cool because they're randomizers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Number 11, Arkham Asylum. It's basically what I said about Origins and City already, but it's just small and...
I think the environment carries it, though.
Yeah.
Heavy.
I honestly think that's all we have to say.
Yeah.
It's really good. Again, check it out.
We'll be saved for the inevitable DC episode.
Yeah. Number 10, Stardew Valley. I love this game. I feel like the art style and just playing it, it's so fun, and it's hard to explain why unless you played it.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish we played more of it last year.
We definitely, it's just such a cozy game. Like, it's not that, like, intense. It's not like Don't Starve, where, like, you really have to know what you're doing. While in Stardew Valley, you can just, like, find out a lot of stuff on your own. I think the NPCs are funny, creative. And it's just fun. Like, it really feels like you're, like, actually, like, in charge of this town or whatever. And you're just, like, mm-hmm. a simple guy starting from the very beginning. So.
Yeah. Number 9. Street Fighter 6. I have never played a Street Fighter game before.
This was a surprise to you, right?
I did not realize how much fun I would have with this game. With this game, me and my friend played against each other, and he's really good at the game. He played as JP. He beat me 52 times in a row. I got so close so many times.
Let it be known, in a row. So in a row. They were, like, fighting it out for, like, an hour.
Like, I came back from a Beach Boys concert. I booted up the game, and I lost to him 52 times in a row, and then I went to sleep. It was really funny.
Was GP in your nightmares?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, okay. That's good, at least.
No, but, like, I dressed up as Luke for Halloween from Street Fighter. It was, like, really fun. Like, I wish we played it more again, but,
I do, yeah, especially with now the DLC. Street Fighter's just so, especially what makes it so great is the modern controls. I know a lot of people are like, oh my god, modern controls is for babies. Wah.
But, well, guess what? We're babies.
Yeah, and don't you want more, like, newcomers to, like, this, genre? More people to experience fighting games and stuff. And Street Fighter was just, I love the characters. Story mode was okay.
I haven't played the story mode, so I don't know.
It gets boring after a while, but there are some very cool character cutscenes and stuff, and I think you can make your own avatar, and it is hilarious seeing them in action. But it's just like the best when you're just like voicing against your friends and you're both like genuinely like actually longing from each other. Like, I remember we actually started longing like how to parry and like the rush.
And yeah, I tried competitive, but it's so annoying to climb the ladder.
One day.
Speaking of annoying, number 8, Ghost Runner. I love this game. It's a single player game that I feel like if it depends the day, but like if I played it on one day it would give me a headache, the other day I would just like love it so much. The fast paced action is so fun, and like the slow motion and like dodging bullets, it makes you feel like you're in the Matrix, and I love it.
It seems amazing. I haven't played it.
I highly recommend it. It's like a rush of adrenaline every time you play it.
That's cool. Yeah, because you can do, like, grapples, wall jump, and just, like, basically, like, any cool tricks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you slow down time?
Yeah, you can.
That's awesome. I love, like, slowing down time mechanics in games. How's the story?
The story's really good. Well, it's fine. It's not the best, but I know a lot of people don't like it, but I like it.
All right.
It's very obvious at the end what's going to happen, but I can't complain.
Yeah, I feel like it's more just a game you go in for, like, the actual gameplay and combat than, like, the story.
The story, yeah.
I definitely have to play it, though.
Yeah. Well, number seven, it's a game that I think everyone has played at least once in their life. Fortnite.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to Fortnite, man. It used to be so good. And now it's just I play creative maps instead of the actual game. It's like I don't know what happened.
I mean, what really carries it now, from what I've seen, are just like the insane collabs they do.
It's so funny. Yeah. Like play as fucking the people from Invincible, like
Yeah. All right, but who asked for duplicate? I want to meet the one person that was begging on their hands and knees for duplicate, but whatever.
I'm sure somebody thought it was a good idea, and then they didn't realize how badly she was gonna be perceived by the entire fan base.
Anyways, though.
But yeah, there's not much to say. Like it was fun. It's just not that much fun anymore, but I
I
still
feel like it
replay
would be
it.
much lower on your list if it were this year, because I know this current season
I
sucks.
don't think I've played more than like an hour of Battle Royale this year.
Fortnite has really fallen off.
However, unlike a fall off, you ever play a game where the third one is the best in the trilogy? 'Cause number six, Pikmin 3 Deluxe.
Yes, actual
I
peak.
love this game. It brings together everything that was good about the first game, the good parts of the second game, and combines it together to make this like magnum opus of a Pikmin game.
Correct.
And
Literally,
I
like, they took every good thing from both games and just enhanced them.
yeah.
And it works. It's such a fun game. Like,
Like a lot of the boss battles are fun.
Compared to the
Like
second games and first
so compared
games.
to the second game, the final level is like on the verge of challenging and fun at the same time, and like it's a good mixture. I feel like they just do everything right with Pikmin
And
3.
just so many, like, helpful mechanics that should have been in the first two games, like directing your
Yeah, like
captains, or like calling all your Pikmin on the ship, or like
directing your captains or throwing your captains, it's like the best mechanic to be added to the game.
It's just everything is I love the three characters. They each have their own
Also,
funny personalities. The side content, very good too.
the mission mode, the bat, the bingo, the Olimar DLC, it's so good. And then two player. They added two player to the main game. They didn't do that in the other ones. It's so
And two
fun.
player works amazingly.
Yeah, you don't expect it to, but it does.
Which makes
Like
me
even
mad, because in Pikmin 4, the two player is basically like the two player in Mario Galaxy, where just the
Oh, is it
second
really?
player is like a star or a pointer. Yeah.
That's so upsetting. I
Yeah,
didn't know that.
it sucks. So, Pikmin 3
Damn.
Deluxe, beautiful game.
Yes.
I would honestly recommend, like, if you wanted to try the Pikmin series, maybe you try play Pikmin 3 Deluxe first. But
There are like actually, no, yeah, you should. Like I was gonna say there's like story parts that like get spoiled, but no, there's nothing that gets spoiled for you. Like you
yeah,
do
that's
go
what.
first.
Yeah.
Do you actually get more you actually yeah, it fits more into the storyline if you start there first.
Correct. And then if you like, you can decide to check the other two games out too, or go to Pikmin 4 next, whatever you
Yeah,
prefer.
whatever floats your boat. But yeah, I highly recommend playing Pikmin 3. However, there is a Nintendo game that I prefer over it, and I alluded to it earlier, Super Mario Odyssey. I've loved Super Mario Odyssey since I played it in 2017, which was 8 years ago.
Jesus
Yeah, you feel
Christ.
old. It is so much fun, and it is nostalgia talking, and it is like just. I love this game. It's so good. This story is very basic, but it's so fun just beating up Bowser. And there's a lot of YouTubers that I just started watching because of Mario Odyssey, and The community is still alive somehow. The speedrunning is so
fun. It's like one of the long, like, I'd say the community is like up there with Hollow Knights, where it's still like so strong and still like carries such a presence in today. And I think like you see, for me, I liked the game, like not as much as you did, but I liked it.
Yeah.
But what carried it for me was like, as you mentioned, like all the content surrounding it. And, like, I literally think I've watched more Odyssey content than, like, I've played the game itself.
That's probably true.
And watching you, like, speedrun it was so cool. Like,
yeah. Because, basically, the trajectory of my Odyssey experience was, I played it in 2017, opening day. It was really fun. And then... I beat it in, like, a month or whatever. It took me a while. Because I was trying to get every moon, and then I found out you can't get all the moons until you beat the game. And so then I just beat it.
Well, someone then, here didn't get every moon.
Well, in Germany, you're doing it. I cannot do the volleyball moon, and I haven't beat it yet. It's really funny. But my friend was a fan of this YouTuber called DGR, who would speedrun the game sometimes, and he donated to him. And, like, I watched him, and I was like, oh, who is this guy? And so then I checked out his content. And at this time, he was doing the Impossible Jump series, which is a very OG Mario Odyssey, like, series of, like, doing hard jumps. Because they're so easy now. Like, now that people, like, know how the game works, it's such, like, they make it seem like this is impossible when it was so easy. But after that, like, he did this no-hit Mario Odyssey run, and I've watched that video like 100 times when I was a child. It was so it was such an engaging video, and it was like only like 6 minutes long, I think, or something. Or it was like 16. I honestly don't remember, but they looped a parody of "We Built This City," and it was Mario Odyssey themed. And then I watched it over and over again. But then like after that, I watched Fearsome Fire because they did collabs. And then Fearsome Fire kind of deleted everything because he was having a mental breakdown.
Oh, damn.
yeah. But then after that, I started watching Small Ant. And then I stopped watching him around, like, 2020. And then I restarted watching him this year. And the backlog of videos I had of some of the creators. Like, over the summer, I think I watched, like, every single Mario Odyssey video. Like, I watched Small Ant, and then I got into CJ, and then Fur, and then Alpha Red. I started watching his Mario Odyssey stuff, and then I just started watching Alpha Red. Like, I never done
Holy
it before.
Hell. We literally watched, like, the exact same YouTubers. Like, that's crazy.
I'm sure we did. Like, it's insane. Like, there is this video by Fur. It's called, Which Captures Can Beat Mario Odyssey? And it is 4 hours long.
Oh my God.
I have watched it twice. It's such a good video.
Damn, I'm going to have to watch that too then. If it's,
He basically modded the game so that he's a capture at the start of every kingdom. Mm-hmm. And he has to try to get moons without uncapturing. And it's so good. And I love just watching people be good at the things they do.
That's
and Mario Odyssey is just it's my niche of just what I love to watch.
I think the most interesting video you put along with this was learning how to speedrun Mario Odyssey in a week. That's crazy.
I love that video of Alpharad because, like, he starts off being like, yeah, this is my time, and then he's struggling to beat his time from, like, 5 years ago. And he's like, why was I so much better at this game back then?
Do you feel like there was, like, stuff you learned, though, yourself to, like...
Yeah.
Because, like, you got a pretty good, decent time, too, like, for, I guess, like, because you started speedrunning really, like, this year, I feel.
I first speedran the game in, like, 2018, and I got, like, 2 hours and 30 minutes or something. It took me, like, a while. And then, like, this year, I actually put a timer, and I got a capture card, and then, like, I actually started speedrunning. And I got, my first run was like a 2:15, and then my second run was like a 2:06, and then my third run was a 159.
And that's then my most recent one, like the...
my most recent one was a 145. And that's when we were doing our race. And I just got, like, really lucky with a lot of stuff.
Wow. Yeah, I remember I was telling our other friend who competed in that race that, like, I cannot believe how you managed to beat your record in that race when we were against
it. Yeah, it was like...
you really locked in.
I did. But what I like about Afrorad's video is that, like, it takes you throughout the evolution of, like, the speedruns and how, like, you used to do this. But now people found it easier to do this clip that will, like, save you 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it shows him trying to do it. It's really good.
Yeah. I would say if you really like that speedrunning stuff, you should check out some Hollow Knight stuff. Because there's a lot of fascinating videos that have to do with that.
I plan on it. Yeah. I feel like if I were to do this list, if I played Hollow Knight last year, like, I played it this year for the first time, but if I played it last year, it would definitely be above Pikmin 3, below Odyssey. It would be in the, it would be in the fifth spot, or the sixth spot.
Yeah, it's pretty damn good.
Yeah, it is pretty good. Number four, Balatro. It's very addictive.
You were addicted to this game for, like...
There would be times where, like, I'm just laying in bed, and I'm like, no, I can just do a round. And then I just bring my computer to my bed, and then I just start playing.
And then you look at the time, and it's like...
And then it's 3 a.m. It turns days into mornings, and mornings into days. It's such a good game, and it's hard to express how much you like the game if you, like, if somebody doesn't understand. It's very hard. But it's just gambling on steroids. It's gambling with not real money. Mm-hmm. And you don't lose anything, so you just keep winning and winning and winning. And the number gets higher and higher, and you just...
To think this was made with, like... Not such... Obviously, there's a lot of effort put in, but, like, just as, like, a pastime. Like, not even
as a passion project. Yeah. It was insane.
It's so cool. This is what I referred to, like, an hour ago, more than that, when I said, like, how can people complain there's no games when there's such innovative games like Balatro that put unique spins on, like, something simple as poker. It's so cool.
Yeah. Number three, we already touched upon, is Arkham City. There's not much more to say.
Goated game.
We're talking about it in the DC episode when we get there.
Mm-hmm.
But number two, I put Pokemon. This is controversial that I put every Pokemon game in the one category. But I fell in love with Pokemon at a young age, in 2014. So 11 years ago.
Wow.
I watched Zach Scott Plays play this game. And then, I don't remember much of it, but I just remembered he played it. And then I was like, Mom, I want this game. And then she got it for me for Valentine's Day in 2014. And I was attached to my DS ever since. Like, I played a lot of Pokemon games. I played X, and then I got Alpha Sapphire. Then I got Sun and Moon. I got both of them. And then Pokemon Go came out. And then Pokemon was the biggest thing in the world. And then it just kept going. And I got, like, every Pokemon game. Until recently, when Legends Arceus came out, I kind of just stopped playing them. But I still love them. I recently modded my 3DS, as I mentioned in the last episode. And one of the things you can do is save state a game. So I just saved my Pokemon X game, and then I'm just replaying it so that, like, I'm not losing anything, but at the same time, I'm experiencing the game again. And it's really fun. And I linked a lot of videos for this one, too, but we'll get to that in a second.
I just wanted, like, what is it about... Is it, like, the combat, the exploration, or just, like, the collectathon? Because Pokemon's kind of like
all the above.
So
it's all the above, because the collect-a-farm is a main part of it. It's like collecting everything is so fun, like catching them all.
Yeah.
The shiny hunting is fun. Like, I used to shiny hunt in like 7th grade when I didn't like do much. But the nuzlocking, like putting challenges on it, it's fun. And yeah, it's very much the RNG aspect of it, of like nothing, no two Pokemon games are the same. Well, we'll get there, but no two Pokemon games are the same. Like, because the way the Pokemon battlings works, like, of course you have the obvious stuff of, like, type attack bonuses and stuff, but then you also, but, like, they hit in a percentage range, so, like, it's never guaranteed the amount of damage.
Yeah.
So, that's what just makes it fun. When I, of course, the exception I'm talking about is, my favorite YouTube video of last year was made by Mart Snack, and it's called Beating Every Possible Game of Pokemon Platinum at the Same Time.
Oh my god, I saw that video was mentioned by another, I forgot who,
it's
but
so good. It's a great video, because basically he's playing every, like, not all Pokemon, all Pokemon games are not the same. There's a set seed that controls what's gonna happen, and there's 4 billion of them.
Oh my god.
He, for the past 4 years, he's been working on this, so that no matter what you do, every input, like, you press A on one game, it does it on every game, and he found a way to guarantee that you beat the game on every version if you put in a correct input.
That's insane.
It's insane. You need to watch the video. I'm telling you this right now.
I have... What the hell? Oh my...
So basically, like, you may wonder, like, oh, so, like, you just click A and then you attack. Like, okay, that's fine. But, like, you have to take into account for the probability of missing. You have to take into account of critical hitting. You have to account for everything. And then he takes it a step further, and he's like, oh yeah, well, that would be too easy. So, like, if a Pokemon dies, then I can't use it anymore.
What? I feel like the challenge is already so hard.
So he does all of this, and, like, so you have to catch Pokemon all at the same time. Like, let's say I catch, like, on one game, I'll catch a Starly. On the other game, what am I encountering? I don't know what the other Pokemon's going to be.
Oh my.
So he has to calculate everything, and it's so good. And the video is like 1 hour and 16 minutes. He could probably talk about it for like 10 hours.
I was going to say, for 4 years of, like, research and work, I feel like that's like a 10-hour video right there. Oh my god.
Yeah.
So wait, this was with every Pokemon game? Like, literally?
No, this is only with Pokemon Platinum. It's
okay.
It's every version of the game, though. So, like, he has to play all 4 billion of them at the same time.
Holy hell. Oh my god.
Another, it's more of a Pokemon series, but Smolant is doing something called a Run and Bun Nuzlocke. It's basically just a very hard Pokemon game that's, like, created by fans as, like, it's meant to be the hardest Nuzlocke ever. So, like, if a Pokemon dies, it's out. He is currently in the process of trying it on his first try. It takes, like, 1,000 hours to do.
Oh.
And he's on his first attempt, and he's halfway through the game right now. And he hasn't made a full video on it, but he's been releasing the VODs. And instead of it being, like, an actual VOD, it's all the battles and, like, the calculating and all the cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very interesting. I also recommend checking that out if you're interested. It's called Run and Bud Smolant VODs.
What?
He's still in the process of doing it, yeah, but it's so fun.
Now, what makes this, like, this Nuzlocke so different and, like, so much harder than, like, any other Nuzlocke?
Basically, it's made by the fans, so every team is comprised of people that if you click one wrong button, you're just dead. Like, the AI is incredibly smart.
Oh, okay. So
the AI is incredibly smart. The Pokemon are all, like, battle ready, like, have items. You have very limited items. And it's just, like, really hard.
I always wonder, like, what the percentage is between, like, skill and luck. Because there's a lot of luck involved, too, no?
There is a lot of luck, but, like, you can plan around the luck. And it's really hard to do that. So that, like I said earlier about Odyssey, it's watching people be good at what they're doing. It's so good to watch, like, people good at Pokemon playing Pokemon. There is a Pokemon player by the name of Wolfclick. He is the best Pokemon player in the world. He has won, like, regional... He's run, like, every single regional championship ever.
He's
recently, like, been in his YouTube era where he's just uploading, like, videos, and they're, like, the most engaging he's ever been. Like, I've known him for a while, but, like, I've only recently started watching his content, and it's really good. Because he'll talk about why a Pokemon is certain good. He'll do, like, every single ghost type, like, the top 10 ghost types, like, why they're good and competitive. And he'll explain it, and it doesn't matter if, like, you have barely any experience or, like, you're decently familiar. He will explain everything to you to make you understand why these Pokemon are good.
That's very nice. What's this guy's name again?
It's Wolfclick? Wolfyclick? It's something like that.
Alright, yeah, because I don't, like, for the viewers, like, I really haven't, like, touched a single Pokemon game. So, like, I know Nuzlocke stuff, but when it comes to, like, the more, like, logistics of it and stuff like that, I don't know too much. So that would be
it's just
very cool to learn.
It's just Wolfy. Wolfy VGC.
Alright.
But, he'll talk about, like, why certain Pokemon are good, why certain Pokemon used to be good, but then they fell off in later generations, and, like, it's really good. So, basically, everything I recommended this episode, check out the Scribblenauts, the thing about only using certain items, Mario Odyssey, the one that you said, but also the every capture for a video.
Yeah.
And then for Pokemon, the beating every possible game of Pokemon Platinum, and then the Pokemon Run and Bud. And then also Wolfy Clicks, just anything if you find it appealing.
And Ocarina of Time.
Oh, yes. Also the Wind Waker speedrun.
Yeah. All that 50. Stuff. Go watch.
All that stuff. And finally, drumroll please for the number one answer.
I am.
What? Marking? I'm marking it.
I'm Steve. Come on. Oh, you gotta get in Steve. With the times. The Minecraft movie's coming out soon.
Flint and Steel.
Flint and Steel. Chicken
Jockey. Spider Jockey. Oh, fuck. Chicken Jockey. I said it wrong.
Alright, anyway.
It's Minecraft. Yeah, it's Minecraft. Everyone knew it was going to be Minecraft. I said it in episode one that Minecraft was my favorite game.
Minecraft...
Yeah, it's Minecraft.
It's a classic. Like we've talked about this before. Like,
yeah.
Who hasn't heard or seen or played Minecraft before?
Yeah. Basically, run down everything real quick, because this episode is an hour and 30 minutes.
How long is one?
Basically, what I said, videos... a really good video that came out last year was building all of Breath of the Wild in Minecraft. The guy who did it was Grazzy. He explained everything so perfectly about, like, how long... He was like, I thought this was gonna take, like, a month, and it took, like, 3 years of his life. And, like, everyone helping, he, like, shouts them out while it's doing it. And basically, it's him talking about building everything, running through everything for the first hour. And then the last 15 minutes are him and Shaders going around the entire world. And, like, it looks so good. Like, the build. I feel it's my second favorite video of the year.
Damn.
So I had to shut that out. But also, Technoblade. He has a Skyblock series. It's the there's three videos called The Potato War. I highly recommend checking out all of Skyblock. If you don't want to do that, check out The Potato War Trilogy. It's such a funny trilogy. It's basically him wanting to be, like, the best potato farmer on Hypixel Skyblock. And then there's this one kid who also wanted it. And so he just sabotages his life so that he can actually become the number one instead of this kid. That's so funny. Other than that, yeah, that's basically
it. There's, like, so much nostalgia, too. I remember
there is
Pablo Minecraft. MMOs.
Yeah.
Captain Sparkles. Everyone knows the story, I feel, of just having watched these Minecraft YouTubers. Sad that half of them...
Well, we don't have to talk about that.
Yeah. But... but at the end of the day, Minecraft will always be a GOAT.
It will.
And I am very excited for the Minecraft movie.
I'm also really excited for the Minecraft movie. But yeah, as I said before we said it, it's been 90 minutes of this.
Yeah, so we gotta wrap this up before...
we do need to wrap this up.
We're gonna get a game over. Get it?
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so thanks everyone for watching.
Yeah, thank you. If you made it to the end of this video, type in the comments... Chicken Jockey and Renault.
Chicken Jockey.
That you're a true one. And this was Thomas's list of video games.
Yeah. Like I said, the list will be in the description if you want to rank it yourself or just give us your opinion.
Feel free to agree with it, glaze him, make fun of him, whatever.
All right. And thank you guys for watching.
Yeah. Tune in to the next episode and make sure, like, as like, you know, at the end this time, Jack Black appears on screen, and then Mario comes in saying "Wahoo!"
Wahoo! Okay, yeah, I got that.
All right, cool.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye. Wahoo!